everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this D-Day, June 6th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A few more statements here by the judges and then people in the committee public comment that have a different opinion about how this bill should go forward. Now, this is interesting because this is the process, folks, of how bills are debated in Lansing. This is inside baseball. This is exactly what is discussed and how they have to look at both sides before they pass a law. The judge, Brock Schwartzel, very conservative rule of law judge, constitutionalist. We need legislators to help keep judges safe. Federal courts and state courts do not have the budget resources to station a marshal or a security guard at every judge's residence at all times. Before they spoke in front of the House Judiciary Committee, they heard from a federal judge, Esther Salas of New Jersey, whose son was murdered and her husband shot by a deranged attorney who was posing as a delivery driver. A painting of her deceased son could be seen on the wall behind her as she talked to the committee via Zoom. She told the committee that this is a matter of life and death. The life of our country as we know it is in serious jeopardy. Additionally, Saginaw County Register of Deeds, Katie Kelly, asked for specifics on how the law would work in redacting information from deeds and property records. Breen, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, took some final comments from a pair of individuals with a background on guardianship issues. This is a passionate issue for those involved in seeing their ability to manage their elderly parents' affairs being taken away by a judge. Guardianship. This isn't just dealing with kids, but elderly parents. One of those people allowed to speak spoke about the corrupt judiciary and how we need a mechanism here to put pressure on some people. Pushed by Breen about the need to have judges' personal information publicly accessible, Howell responded, "They decided to take the job. That information needs to be out there. If they're going to be honest and fair in the courtroom and allow everybody to have their constitutional rights protected, there shouldn't be a problem with anything they do. Therefore, knowing where they live, knowing where their children go to school, should be public record." Breen then responded, "Do you want this information available so that you can threaten them?" Howe said, "No, I personally would never do that. I don't think anybody in the right mind would do that. But if you're trying to protect them from somebody who has mental health issues, you can't do it legislatively. You have to treat the mental health illness." I agree with that. Most of the domestic abuse cases, folks, I've talked to sheriff candidates. I've talked to Matt Molodar, running for Antrim County Sheriff, Kevin Hoke. He spoke about it, the current sheriff. The majority of the problems they have in domestic abuse cases has to do with mental health. The man, usually, sometimes it's the woman, suffering with alcohol abuse, drug abuse, depression, out of their job, having some work issues, not able to make payments, takes it out on the ones they love the most. You get them mental health treatment. You get them some counseling. You get them a job, whatever it is it takes. You solve the problem. The abuse goes away. Now, disgruntled people from a lawsuit, well, now they're looking to be vindictive. You're not going to stop that no matter what. I don't care what laws you pass. They'll sit outside the courtroom and wait for them to walk to their car. You're not going to stop somebody disgruntled from a ruling by a judge. Another person, Shannon Tanis, said, I don't understand how the judicial branch thinks they can abuse their power and that the people are not going to hold them accountable and that they can incite our legislators to create more legislation to give them even more authority and power over us. Well, after the hearing, MERS News Service asked Breen, state representative, the chair of the committee, her thoughts on these individual assertions that judges need to be held accountable. There are many ways to hold public officials accountable. The first one being at your polling location when you vote, end quote. So basically, what Breen is saying is if there are bad judges acting in bad faith, not protecting people's rights, then you have to vote them out of office. Here's a problem. We can't find attorneys willing to take a pay cut to become prosecutors in our counties. We're going to be hearing from Mike Carl running for sheriff in Mount Morenci. Perfect example. The prosecutor in Mount Morenci, unopposed. My Antrim County, Jim Rossiter, unopposed. Sheboygan County, unopposed. If you can't even get prosecuting attorneys to run for office, what makes you think you can get judges to run? The only way I know of getting rid of a judge is the age requirement they now have. They cannot file to run. I believe it's 70 or 72 years of age. If you're that old, you cannot file for run to reelect you as a judge in Michigan. We don't even have term limits on judges, but we do on state reps and state senators. We have them on governors, attorney generals, secretary of states, but not judges. We should have term limits on judges. You can be a judge for 6 years and you're done. Somebody else should be allowed to run. Another attorney should be allowed to run to be a judge. But these people are claiming that they need to know where these judges live. They need to know where their spouses live. They need to know where their kids go to school. Why? I think because they want to threaten them. They want to intimidate the judges. There's got to be a better way to do this, folks. I just told you, Antrim County case dismissed because I think Kevin Elsenheimer and his family were threatened. Send it to the appellate court. It's down in Lansing. There's three judges there. They can't threaten all three of them. Just saying. So we'll watch this as it goes through the committee hearing process. But I'm actually glad that this state representative was willing to allow public comment. Whether it's going to impact the Democrats' vote out of that committee, I doubt it. They basically want to protect the judges. So that's basically where that bill is at. Next story, backroom process happening in Lansing. Defense attorneys took their final shot during yesterday's preliminary examination, discrediting the Attorney General Dana Nessel's case against six Republican electors accused of forgery. The six are part of a broader group of 15 Republicans who may be headed to trial based on their preliminary examination on charges that they signed a document in the hopes of giving Michigan's 2020 Electoral College votes to Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden, who they claim did not win the state of Michigan's election. District Court Judge Kristen Simmons is likely months away from a decision. However, she said she will not make a ruling until the preliminary hearing for all 15 defendants has concluded, and that all the attorneys have submitted their final arguments in writing. The preliminary examination for the first six defendants concluded in April. Hearings on the second six wrapped up yesterday. The final three defendants have not yet been scheduled. It's not known if those three, Shelby Township Clerk Stanley Grott, Timothy King of Wyoming, and the mayor, Kent Vanderwood, whether they'd be combined into one hearing or dealt separately. The 16th elector, James Renner, had charges dropped in cooperation agreement that he gave to the prosecution. He cut a deal. I'll give you inside information if you drop the charges against me. Again, the judge twice questioned the Attorney General investigator Howard Schock's testimony, giving defense attorneys an opportunity to have successfully argued intent, which prosecution must show intent to break a law. And so far, he hasn't done it. The charges may be dropped. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Finishing up, wrapping up this story against the, they call them the Trump electors, the alternate elector case. And this is where it comes down to, I think, the whole case has to do with intent. You have to understand, you have to show, as a prosecutor, intent to break the law. And I don't believe they have proven it so far. That's why the judge is questioning it so hard. Anthony Zammit, former communications director for the Michigan GOP, testified in front of the judge. He was told by the electors that they were coming that day to sign an affidavit back on December 14th of 2020. In a meeting, indicating their willingness to serve as electors as a contingency plan in case the election results were overturned. You have to understand what was happening. December 6th, 8 days earlier, we had the forensic audit happening in Antrim County. Russell Ramslin and the computer geeks flew in to the airport. I saw the plane land at the Bel Air Airport. We sent the SUVs over there, picked them up, brought them to the building. They went into the building and did the audit. Kristen Marcus and other county commissioners, including the prosecutor Jim Rossiter, I believe, and even the sheriff were there. This happened 8 days before December 14th of 2020. You have to understand, folks, we were challenging the results of the election here in the state of Michigan. It was ongoing. Bill Bailey had filed his lawsuit. We wanted to know what the heck happened in Antrim. We wanted to know what happened in the entire state. All they were doing was signing a document stating that they would be casting their votes for Donald Trump if it was determined he, in fact, won the state and the Republicans had to send the electors to then Vice President Mike Pence. It had to be delivered to the Secretary of State, the Vice President, and the National Archives. They can't prove intent to break laws. And that's what the judge is challenging him on. Zammit also acknowledged that no one told the 16 Republicans what it meant to be, quote, duly elected. or that they needed a certificate signed by the governor. In the end, Zamet, the former communications director, felt that they and he may have been misled. The prosecution has attempted to show through its witnesses the certificate declaring the Republicans as duly elected electors is false by introducing testimony about social media posts by some of the defendants who actually showed their efforts to submit the document to the Michigan legislature as well as the U.S. Congress and the National Archives. So this case is moving forward, and the judge, I think, is going to throw it out. That's my prediction. They have not proven intent to break the law. They saw what happened down at Cobo Hall, the TCF Center. One of them that's being charged is Marion Sheridan. Marion Sheridan is a friend. I've stayed at her house attending events down in Oakland County. They have a guest bedroom. Her and her husband allowed me to stay. I went to the event, drove back home. You have to understand that this is a process that's going on. I'm wrapping up the final segment of this hour on the radio. We're going to conclude this story right here. Bottom line, the judge is going to throw the case out because they were only acting on belief at the time that there was potential for election fraud. Something happened, and if it was overturned and was in fact given to Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden, they wanted their elector certificates sent to Vice President Mike Pence at the time to be considered for counting Electoral College votes. If not, send it back to the legislature and let them, the legislature, let them make the decision as to what to do overturning the election. It's all they were asking to do. They were looking for a pause to get things done right. So that's in fact the case. That's exactly where we're at. Final segment or final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you.